This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the traveling Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So this show has turned into it's taken on a life of its own throughout the years, and people that show up year after year, and we just saw the family here, which is amazing. So last year we signed a baby, and that baby has grown, Al, which is amazing. That the baby has grown in the year, and now the mother has a new baby growing inside of her. Wow. She's pregnant again, nice. And it says "Kicking Mama" all summer long with Boomer and Gio, which is really cool. So that was fun to see. We also have the man over there who kissed us. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
So he goes, "Hey, gents, shotgun round two." So we might have to address him at some point. And there was another guy who's been reaching out to me a lot, and I'm glad that I finally found him. I don't know where the hell he was. So Brian, who I was hanging out with before Game 5 of Mets-Dodgers NLCS, and I was there. I took my mom there. It was one of her favorite games she's ever gone to. It was awesome. So I hang out with Brian, and we did a shot before that game, and it was one of the great games I've ever been to. So Brian reaches out. He's like, "We got to do a shot today to make sure we push that luck towards the Knicks."
Wait a minute, I thought you told me
that. I don't believe in any of this stuff, but right, okay. It's involving alcohol, and just play along, please.
All right, okay.
All right, so Brian, come on up here. He's allowed to come up, and we're going to do this shot, and we have Reposado here, right?
Yes.
What do we have here?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to do a shot with Brian.
Well, we're not. I have shot glasses.
Oh. Oh,
wow. Look at this.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right. Come on, Brian. Come on up, man. Good to see you. All right, come on.
So what? This is the Yeti flask collection.
Oh, okay.
Take these out.
Take these out.
All right, there you go. Hi, Brian. How are you? Good to see you. Okay.
Great to see you again, brother.
Oh, that's nice.
We have a very toxic relationship, me and you. All right, here we go. There you go. Nixon 6. He said Nixon 6.
Okay.
So this will be the first bit of... If you got something out there... Jerry, you want one?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, Jerry wants to participate in something. Okay.
Well, what does that mean?
You never participate in anything.
Your ass doesn't participate in things.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Why do you always have to say
well,
that?
Why do you always come
I'm
after me?
That.
What did I do? What don't I participate in?
There you go. All right. Have you got a drink?
Nixon 6.
Here we
cheers.
Go. Nixon 6. This is for the Knicks. For Brian. Here we go. Halliburton right, in the freezer. Here we go. Oh, baby, yes. All right, Brian, good stuff, man. Great to see you. I told you we'd do it. I promised you. Wow.
Wow, it's good, right?
It's really good.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like after when you only eat like a RX bar and then slam that.
I've had half a crumb cake already, so I'm all good.
Calandra's Bakery over there.
Yes.
Look at that, tent with a cannoli on it.
We got them, and we got Mars Bakery came up here, too. I mean, it's crazy. A lot of people brought us a lot of gifts this morning. Plus, you also have another crumb cake over there waiting for you with your name on it.
And Wendy's wants to bring you breakfast.
Oh, we're going to do that as well.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
The whole thing.
And Al's just going to be eating his bird seed and Lara bar over here, just pecking at it.
Just doesn't prunes.
He, yeah, just prunes.
Prunes.
To help the digestive system. And thanks to all of our sponsors here, Nielsen Dodge, Chef IQ, Sloman's, Yingling, Surfside, Calandra's Bakery, Cash App, Flag and Anthem, and Wendy. As I see, Cash App's got the hoops over there. I think Flag and Anthem's doing that Chippo game
they
over there, too.
Golf chip.
Yes. Yeah, a golf chip where they're giving away some stuff. So some fun things today to participate in as we... What are you doing? Oh, Wendy's. Oh, already we got Wendy's.
Oh, my thank God. You. Wow. Thank Jeez. You. There you go, Jerk.
Hey, what's thank your
you.
Name?
Yes, thank you.
What's that? Brian. I haven't met Another you, Brian, before. What do we got in here, huh?
Brian, there's about 10 pounds of food there.
Thanks, Jess.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
We're going to have to give some of this away to the listeners, I think.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You see that? What's this? These thank are drinks. You. Oh, condiments.
Condiments.
Al, give those to Al. Al's a big condiment guy.
Al loves condiments. Oh, yeah. Here all you right, go. Condiment bag, Al.
Condiments?
Condiment bag.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Bonds.
So this was, see if there is a...
That's the Baconator.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, here we go. What do we got here? Oh, potatoes. Oh, good catch.
Baconator. Wait.
This is a whole...
Big green.
This is all potatoes.
Here we go.
Look at this. Boomer's throwing breakfast sandwiches.
Oh,
boo.
The guy's like, where is it?
I mean, you're calling for it. You got to catch it.
It's yeah, Stephen Waldron.
That's your shot. You got to tell everybody now that you blew it. All right, here we go. There goes another one. Oh, he threw it to the drunk guy.
Threw it to the drunk guy in the front.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. He wants it right there. To bear. How many are left of
him? Yeah, another one. There.
You want to throw potatoes?
No, you can't throw potatoes.
No.
That wouldn't work.
Oh, these are good.
Cinnabon?
All right, big orange right there. Big orange.
I'm throwing Cinnabons, Al. You want to throw one? This is fun.
Intercepted.
Oh, look. Al's going to throw one. Here we go. Al's. Yeah. All right, here comes one from Al. This is Wendy's breakfast. We love it. Here you go. Right there. Yeah.
All the way in the back.
Oh!
What's this? Same thing or potatoes? Oh, bacon biscuits.
Oh.
These are good to toss.
These are good to toss, too.
Can you leave something for us, for God's sake? We can't throw potatoes. Oh, there's more of these.
You can't throw potatoes.
All right, let's see if I can. I'm going to go all the way as far as I can with this one. Here we go. People are listening on the radio. Is
more. What is going
on?
What
the hell are you guys doing? Oh, look at that. That's an athlete.
That's an athlete.
You played high school football. Yeah, I knew it. You see him snatch that thing?
He did. Okay.
Just boom. Right
he wanted
there.
It. He's hungry. Look at him.
Who just wants caramel ice cream?
Oh, that was awesome. Well, we got the breakfast potatoes here, by the way. The Wendy's breakfast potatoes, if you'd like to indulge in those.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So, now after that.
Those are good.
So, Jerry, what are you going to need two more people to come up here?
I will for 8:25, yeah.
Okay, all right, very good. So we'll do that. We'll find some people. If you're willing, we'll go out into the crowd, and we've got people over here already raising their hands, so a couple of people want to come up, which will be great.
Just so you know, I was over here just before, and I was confronted by a Yankee fan.
Confronted?
Yeah, he's got JTD. He's got JTD. So, or
JTD?
No, actually, it's JT. What was it? J.
So
DS. He's got Juan, right?
No, JSD.
JSD is what he got, yes. Thank you.
Juan Soto.
Derangement syndrome.
Derangement syndrome?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, and what was he saying about it?
He's just all upset about, you know, me saying what I said, that we got Juan Soto, and they should be happy. Their team is playing well. They've won, what, 11 out of their last 14? They're kicking ass.
They are.
They're going to play the worst team in baseball history.
They're going to kill them.
Right, well, they should.
They're going to. They're going to kill them.
You think so?
Of course.
What's the over-under total on runs for
the
series?
God. I don't know what it is. I don't even know if I could find that. I'm sure FanDuel Sportsbook has it. But if I'm setting the line, I'm going to say that they average 7 per game. So I'll say 20 and a half.
Okay. You know, last night after dinner, I was, did you hear who was on the radio for us?
It was the Lugauer.
It was the Lugauer.
Lugi.
Yeah. Man, he talks 100 miles an hour.
I felt bad. I turned it right off. And then I love Lugi.
Yeah.
I just did not need that at that point. I told Jerry, I love Tommy. I don't want you to think I don't love Tommy. I need music right
now. You
said,
turn this off.
I said, I just had a couple of drinks. We're going to do 4 hours tomorrow. I don't need more of this. I don't want to hear about the Knicks losing anymore.
Yes.
It wasn't really a Tommy thing. It was more about I didn't want to hear about the Knicks losing anymore.
Well, he not only would, so I did listen.
So then Jerry put on his death metal.
I did not put on death metal.
Doom, 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 doom. And then die, die, die.
And he was like, die in a fire. I was like, all right, put Lugauer back on, for God's sakes.
You did not say that. And you didn't mind what was being played.
That was 100% negative, Jerry.
That was not negative.
Yes, it was.
It was 92.3 FM HD2.
I wish...
Old K-Rock.
I wish my story was true. It was not. I was actually enjoying the music he put
not
on.
Not death metal.
But you're a death metal guy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You definitely like a little bit of that.
You like it.
No. Do I like something like Rage Against the Machine? Yeah, there's a few songs I like.
Yeah.
But you're talking about, was it Five Finger Knockout Punch or something,
right?
Oh, yeah. I don't listen to that stuff. I know it's very popular, but I don't listen to Megadeth or anything like that.
Oh, what's that Slipknot? You're a big Slipknot guy.
I am not.
You've seen them live.
No, I have not.
You're one of those guys, they dress up just like the band.
That is incorrect.
Stand in the
wrong.
Front.
Wrong. No.
Speaking of music, I didn't give these guys a heads up on this, but we do this every year. And we're going to, you know what, we'll do it later because I don't want to screw them. They're probably sitting there kibitzing. You think Rascona and Fliegelman are locked in at all back there in the studio?
No.
You think they are?
I think Rascona is.
You don't think Fleegs is?
No, because I'll tell you why.
He's sick?
No, because Fleegs is doing a lot for me right now.
Okay. All right.
Fleegs did tell me good news that Tracy in Atlantic Highlands checked in on her way.
Oh, great. Thank God. I needed her today. I really did. We've got a whole bit with her and Al. Trivia questions. Who knows less about sports? Al or Tracy? I think Tracy will know less. Like, I really do. But it's going to be close. But plus, I've got a little bit harder questions for Al than I have for Tracy. Because I think if you ask the same things, it's not going to work.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, Al's been around us long enough to actually get a little bit of sports knowledge.
Sure.
Now, how he digests that sports knowledge, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
I mean, he blurts out things that I know that we have spoken about that he is completely wrong.
So, Rascona, find me the the Levels radio edit.
Yes.
Levels Avicii radio edit, because we always do a fist pump here. We do it, and it's part of, like, the CBS Sports Network package every time. We get everybody going nuts. But I need everybody to participate in the Jersey kick off the summer DJ's fist pump. So Rascona, if you're there, you can talk in my ear. You tell me Levels radio edit is there when it goes right into it. And we're going to... You got it?
That was quick.
All right.
I told you. Locked in.
Here we go. All right, everybody.
Are they getting into this too?
There we go. Come on! Where's Larry in Indiana? Arrested?
Come on, Larry.
Get up here. Get up here and dance, Larry, for God's sakes.
There's Larry.
Come on, Larry. Get up here and dance. Here it is. Come on, Larry. Move, Larry.
Hands in the air, Larry. There you go.
Summertime! Mother effers! Let's go, finally! Winter sucks!
Larry's going to have a heart attack. Easy.
All right, Boomer and Geo, live from DJ's 2025. Kick off the summer. It's a feel-good Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Wow. It's Boomer and Geo live from DJs. This thing is getting wild. It is getting wild. We got Joey from Yonkers here. And you know who showed up to his first event in years? Dan and Carteret.
Is he here?
I can't believe it.
Dan and Carteret is here.
Dan and Carter, he's over there getting a cannoli right now.
Nice.
Free
nice.
Food, baby.
Now, where's
free
Joey? Food. I never met Joey in Yonkers. Where's he at?
He's right there. There he is.
Hey,
in the Knicks
Joey
stuff.
And Yang. Well, how you doing, man?
You never met Joey?
No, I don't think so. I've talked to him a million times. I've never met him.
Right, so Joey, wow. Joey essentially works for the radio
yes,
station.
He does. Yes,
and he is up all day long,
yeah.
And he fact checks us, and we love it because, you know, wrong about a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He already got me today with something. That's amazing. So so we don't have as many employees as we used to in the newsroom, just the way that things go. Joey has replaced that, but it's for free, so I feel bad. But he does it on his own. We don't ask him to
he
do
does.
It.
No, he works from home.
Yeah, he works.
It's a live-work balance for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right. Live-work balance for Joey from Yonkers,
yes.
Certainly. And he it was funny because when you had your bet about whether Bill Belichick was going to coach week one or not,
yeah.
And he goes, tell Jerry, sitting at home by yourself all day, not so bad. Because I do that all day long.
No, thank you.
Jerry.
All right, so we're going to need two more people.
All right, let's see.
I'll tell you before you put your hands up.
All right, hold on.
This is what you're going to be doing. You're going to have to come up with the lyrics or the name of the song of a sports theme song. All right? If you don't know music, don't come up. So with that
music?
Said, who knows music, who wants to put their hands up, come up.
All right, man,
compete.
Right there, right away. Right away. Blue hood, you. You come on up. And you, miss, right there with the sunglasses.
All right, perfect.
You come on up. All right, there you go.
Awesome.
What we're going to do is
I'm going to give away a Cool Games hoodie.
Oh, nice.
Which I don't have on me. It will be sent to them. Well, I just thought of it. I got to give them something.
Okay. Well, we do have a meet and greet we could give away with Chris Lane if they want to hang around. We do have that.
If you would like to do that, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool, actually.
All right, so you're gonna get a meet and greet, VIP meet and greet with Chris Lane if you win.
Then I'll save the hoodie for the next one. That's awesome.
So very cool.
All right, we are brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. We will make sure we say that. Your name, sir?
Tom Walsh.
Tom, where are you from, Tom?
Glen Rock, New Jersey.
Do we check his bag?
Right. Do we make sure that he wand his bag there, Boomer? And he's not lying about his name. It says T-W on
he's
his thing.
A man bag.
All right, he's got a man bag. Okay.
And miss, your name is?
Madison.
Madison from where? Right.
Surf City, New Jersey.
All right, very cool. So here's what we're going to do. We'll go back and forth.
Well, here, Jerry, I was thinking I just had an idea.
Yeah.
Winner gets the Chris Lane VIP meet and greet.
Yes.
Loser has to eat the dog biscuit here.
No, I'm kidding.
They just really got scared. I'm joking. Don't worry about it.
No, shush.
Just a joke.
Do not say that. All right, so here's where we're going to go. We'll go back and forth. So the first question I'll give to Tom, you're going to have to tell me what the song is. I'm going to read the lyric, and you're going to tell me what the song is, all right?
Yep.
Now, I'm going to give you a hint. I want you to think MTV, sports-related MTV. So if I said to you, dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. He'd do the song about a sweet loving woman. What would that be?
He'd do the song about the night. He'd do the walk of life.
He would do it. Hit it. Hit it, Bri. Good job. My man.
Yeah. Tom Walsh.
All right, so Tom's got one, and then he'd do the walk alive. All right, here we go, Madison, to tie him up. Number two, the hint is think about the end of a basketball game. There's your hint. End of a basketball game. If I said to you the lyrics, I guess there is no one to blame. We're leaving ground. Will things ever be the same again? Think end of a basketball game. Think 1980s. Oh, shut up out there. Someone nailed it already. Help him, Boomer. You usually like to whisper things.
Can I phone the audience?
Yes, yes, you get one. You get one.
It's the final countdown.
Hit it, Brian.
It's the final countdown.
There you go. There you go. All right, so we're kind of tied 1-1. You could have left it go to the final countdown, Rasko. Now, here we go. We go back to Tom. Number three, what is this song? Here is the hint. Boomer and the Bengals. I promise you it's got nothing to do with 49ers. Nothing to do with 49ers.
Tom, you mess. He's going to throw you right off the stage. You don't get this one, Tom.
All right, here we go. Here is the lyric. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got no money, honey, we got your disease. Shut up.
Welcome to the jungle.
Good job. Two for two. Hit it. All right, so.
If you got
money, honey.
That was right. You guys came out to that. All right, so there you go. Perfect. So two for Tom, one for Madison. Here we go. Number four. You have to tell me who the... I'm going to play the song. No lyrics. You're going to tell me who the artist is. Your hint. And don't help. Your hint. This is not Stevie Wonder. Hit it, Brian. Number four. Now, this is usually when a guy fouls out of a basketball game. They play it in the arena.
Right.
Who do you think this is?
All right, it's not Stevie Wonder.
It is not Stevie Wonder.
You know, there's another blind piano player.
Don't look.
It rhymes with gay snarls.
Rachel.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, was that on microphone? I'm sorry, Madison. I helped you out there, but I didn't mean to. Okay.
We are tied 2-2. Tom, I do think this
might be
the hardest one of the bunch. All right, I'm going to play a song for you. Brian, when I tell you to go, it's going to be number five. I need you to tell me who sings this song, which might be the most well-recognized songs in an arena you will hear. Hit the song there, Brian. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty popular.
This is a tough one. I could never get this answer.
Me neither. But we all know the song.
Yeah. Y'all ready for this?
And I'll even let you ask the crowd if they know who it is.
You get an ask the audience.
You get an ask the audience. Anybody? Oh, this guy. Do you agree with him or not?
Two Unlimited. You want to go with Two Unlimited?
Yes. Wow, good job. That is right. All right, that's it for the phoning the friends. Damn.
Were you a part of that band? Is that how you know that?
That was pretty good. All right, here we go. Madison, this one's for you. You're going to finish these lyrics, okay? And then you're going to tell me what the song is. Well, I beat the drum, hold the phone, the sun came out today. Do you know the next line? Well, I beat the drum, hold the phone, the sun came out today. I'll tell you what, give me the song. What?
Sun came out today. Put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. They look at me. I could be center field.
Yeah, center field. Madison has tied it up.
Hello.
Whew.
Yep.
Good job.
All right.
All right, here we go. What's the song, Tom? Here we go to take the lead
again. By the way.
Just another one.
Yeah, Tom. You've won this, all right? We've helped Madison along.
Well, he just got help with Two Unlimited.
Yeah, but we've helped her with all three, Jerry.
I think I had the last one.
I think she got center field.
Yeah. Okay.
I could see it in her
face.
All right, here we go. What's the song? There are no hints for this. Mental wounds not healing. Who and what's to blame? I'm going off the rails. Blah, 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 blah.
Crazy Train.
Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. Good job.
Good job. All right, this is for...
That was easy.
So here's...
Tom's killing it.
So you do have to get this to keep this going. Otherwise, Tom will win the meet and greet. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. You're going to tell me what the next line is. All right? Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise. Playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You've got mud on your face.
Big disgrace. Kicking your can
all over the place. Good job. All right.
Good job. She got it on her own.
Very nice. You don't even need to play it.
All right.
All right, so here's the deal. We got one song left. This is for the meet and greet. This is going to be get your hand up first. Winner gets it. All right. But you got to get it right, though. Get your hand up. You're going to tell me what the song is. I'm only going to give you a couple of lines. All right. You ready? Here are the lyrics. Jealousy turning saints into the sea. Swimming through sick lullabies. Choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. You make the call. Who put their hands up first?
Oh, it was like simultaneous. Boomer, who was it? It was Madison? All right, the audience is saying Madison.
All right.
You thought it was Tom.
All right, hold it. Give me cheer for Tom. Cheer for Madison.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty close. What do you think, Boomer?
Give it to Madison. Give it to Madison. Lady always wins.
You tell me the song.
Oh, I was finishing the lyrics. Open up my evil eyes. I'm Mr. Brightside.
Hit it, Brian.
All right. Hold on. Where's Jess?
Where's Jess?
Jess.
To the sea.
Meet and greets? No.
All right. Never mind. I tried to get you a meet and greet, too, but I got denied.
I'll tell you what.
So anyway, you
got
the meet and greet.
There you go. Congratulations,
all right,
guys. Well done. Well done, well done. That song, by the way, gets an arena popping like
Madison.
No other.
Good job.
Good job, man. Thanks, Tom.
Well, hold on.
Thanks. You got it. Absolutely.
I got to say.
There you go. All right.
I gotta say, he was awesome.
He was very good.
He was very good.
He was very confident. But
you
he was
guys
also
get
very
slayed
good.
By the women all the time.
Well,
all the time. You guys got a soft heart.
We do.
I mean,
Tom. Everybody wants Tom now.
Tom got hosed.
Tom got hosed. He did get a little hosed. I gotta say,
well,
he got a little hosed. But I mean, I don't know if Tom. The way he was walking around with that bag, I don't think he was hanging around for the meet and greet. He looked like he was ready to hop in an Uber at any moment.
Perhaps.
Yeah, that's
that
why
true.
I felt like, you know, it may have been a better decision
here
with Madison.
Al, how would you rate Tom's man bag?
His man bag?
Yeah, your man bag wearer.
I don't mind a man bag. I mean, I think it's, you know, you got stuff to carry around. What are you supposed to do?
Well, you carry your pepper spray around, right?
Well, I have...
What else is it? What else is in
I have my man bag right here.
Oh, there's the Merce.
There it is.
What's Al Duke's Merce.
Do you have stuff in that bag?
No, because I was coming here and not the hellhole that is New York City. I don't think I'm going to be jumped in Belmar, so I don't carry my...
Oh, you never know. Larry's here.
I don't carry my security camera, my pepper spray, my police baton.
Baton?
My stun gun.
You carry a surveillance camera?
I do.
You attach it to yourself.
I wear it, yeah, when I'm walking to my car to the WFAN radio station.
And you actually turn it on and...
Correct.
Do you, like, impersonate a cop or something?
No. But I just have it on for... Eventually, there'll be an incident, and I will have it recorded, and then I will go right to the police with it.
And then what?
Prosecution to the fullest.
Yeah, okay,
remember,
sure. His car was vandalized.
Yeah.
While I was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dropped
it. The guy karate kicked it, yeah.
So
yeah.
I get what he's doing.
I would have had that on camera had I had my surveillance camera.
All right.
Just do yourself a favor.
God, Jesus.
Stop shaking those hand warmers under the table. They'll look great.
Yeah. Okay. It looks like you're tickling the old Schwanzen timer.
You guys crack yourself up. Man.
I'm just trying to help you.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, do you understand what that looks like when you're under the table?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Biggs.
Hey, Biggs. Okay.
These things got me through. You know how many football games
they
got
I'm
me
sure.
through?
They're amazing, those
Remember,
things.
We had the muff.
Yep, hands in a muff.
That's right, hands in a muff.
Hands in a muff.
A nice warm muff.
All right, Jerry, any sports you'd like to tell the people
Well,
about?
I mean, I will let you know that you got the Knicks and the Pacers, if you don't know that already, tonight. Game two is all set between those two teams. You did have the Thunder last night beat the T-Wolves 118-103. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 38 points, so OKC up two games. The idea of getting a Minnesota-New York finals not looking great right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know enough. See, I would have taken, when the Knicks do win this series in five games, I would have taken them promptly to beat the T-Wolves. I don't know about Oklahoma City. This seems pretty good. I've not watched them much this year, but pretty damn good. Baseball-wise, you've got the Yankees beat the Rangers yesterday 1-0. So very quietly, if I asked you, Al, right now, how many games over 500 are the Yankees right now? We are 49, 50, about 50 games in.
50 games in? Hello, testing.
Yeah,
hello, 50
hello.
Games in, Jerry. I'm going to say they are 15 games over 500.
Not a bad guess. They're 11 games over 500, and they've done it very quietly. They're 30-19, but by the end of this series, they should be 14 games over when they play the hapless Rockies starting tonight. They beat the Rangers with the home run by Jordy Bivas.
I just want to say this.
Yeah.
There's a reason they play the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Al said that there's the Colorado Rockies are probably going to sweep.
Well, they're not going to sweep.
But
I could see them winning a game. They're not.
There's a reason they play the game. They actually have won 8 games.
They have won 8 games, and they do get paid too.
But they do get paid too.
They got families.
The Yankees. You know, I would think that the stadium will sell out to see Aaron Judge because he's the He's the ultimate needle mover.
He is a needle mover. Yes. That is very possible. Anyway, that'll be on the Fan tonight at 8:40. The 8 wins coupled with 42 losses in their 50 games, the worst since 1895. You've got the Mets, 10 games over 500, take on the Dodgers, Griffin Canning and Clayton Kershaw, the starters tonight. Just the second appearance for the 37-year-old Kershaw, gave up 5 runs last week, and I think it was a loss to the Angels. You had the Giants officially sign their rookie pick, Abdul Carter, fully guaranteed $45 million contract, 4 years, $45 million. Panthers beat the Hurricanes 5-0. Sam Bennett, 2 goals and an assist. And I know we don't usually do college baseball, but a big win by Clemson last night, which I was watching on YouTube Live. They beat NC State 6-5. The starting pitcher, Drew Titsworth, went 5 innings. And
nicknamed Big. They call him Big.
I don't know what his nickname is. He gave up a few runs. How we doing? He's... That's not my problem. It's his name.
Yeah.
He did great, though, and they won the game. I watched it. Big home run made him the pitcher of record.
You're watching YouTube TV baseball now.
I did. I actually did watch Clemson, NC State when I saw Titsworth was on the mound.
I watched different Titsworth on YouTube TV. I'm not a Clemson pitcher.
Is he a YouTube golfer?
Yeah, Paige Spiranak. That's your page. Titsworth on the course.
All right, there you go.
Thanks, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Eric.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you guys are social media people like we are, you come across things and you see them and you digest them, and some things are fun, some things aren't. And I came across a video that went viral on TikTok of the man to my right who had an unfortunate
personal situation in his marriage. We're not going to get into the details. You've probably seen this. New Jersey fireman who, yes, you've seen it. All right, so, yes, you can cheer. You're allowed to cheer.
Yes.
I just don't want to get Nick Galanti in any sort of trouble here. We just want to support him today. Because he's got to go through some stuff from here on out, but we want to support him today and have him here and show him a good time after his life got turned upside down. So, Nick, welcome, man. How are you?
I appreciate you guys bringing me here. I got to say, though, first thing is, you guys are pretty brave men putting me in front of a microphone.
You know what? I met you. We talked to you on the phone and out here. I know my guys. I got a guy named Nick Galanti who's my age, who's a Knicks fan. I know everything about you already.
Absolutely.
And you're our guy, so... So, what do you think about the Knicks, man? You think
you know what? What's life without a little adversity? I think they're going to come back tonight. I think they win tonight.
Yeah,
do.
Me
too. I think they're going to come back. Knicks in six still stands.
Yeah. What's life without a little adversity? I'm telling you, man. You got to put T-shirts on with that. The Nick Galanti motto. Now, without because you're getting some cheers here. People have seen it. Without talking about any of that stuff, have you noticed? Have people recognized you?
If they have, they've kind of stayed away from me a little bit. Yeah. Although there's some stares, but you know, going to like supermarket stuff like that,
yeah.
Going to work, and I work EMS too, so the nurses at the hospitals too a couple of times. But other than that, not really. I haven't really gone out as much.
Yeah.
I've been staying off of social media.
Yeah,
so.
Smart. Yeah, very good. You doing all right though? I mean, I know it's a lot to handle.
Is the bar open yet?
Yes, it is the answer.
You know what, Nick? You are in a target-rich environment if you're dealing with the nurses. So I think you're going to be just fine. You're a good-looking guy. You look like you're in great shape. Looks like you got your stuff together.
Appreciate
and,
that.
We're both proud of you, actually.
Yeah.
To be able to be here with us today is amazing. And I know that you're going to be watching the Knicks real closely.
Absolutely.
Tonight. And here, this is what I say. I'm an older Knicks fan, as you can tell. So I've been around for 50 years loving the Knicks. It's never easy with our team, is it?
No, never has been.
And that's the thing.
That's
like,
okay.
I've been trying to tell all the younger Knicks fans, this is part and parcel of being a Knicks fan. Like, you go through these intense playoff matchups, and especially with the Pacers, and the way that we lost the game the other night, I think that they come back out tonight, just like you said, and I think they're going to actually represent New York really well tonight.
I think this team is full of grit. I think they do it. I think they come back with it. I really do.
Yeah, so Nick, you got a great group of friends over there, and anytime anybody goes through something they don't want to go through, having that great friend base is there. You look like you got your boys there, or police and firemen as well, and just like, so you got a good support system around you, right?
Absolutely. I got a lot of great people around me, a lot of good friends that I can bounce things off of, absolutely.
So, excuse my pun here, but I guess you did some probing in your life before to see what was going on, right? You did some probing. Well, we'd like to give you as a gift today, the Chef IQ Sense, right here on a holiday weekend. To make sure that when you're grilling this summer, everything comes out perfect. So, Nick Galanti, the Chef IQ Sense.
Awesome. I'll tell you, this is going to be perfect at the firehouse. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Nick, we appreciate it, man. Get back there. Have a couple drinks responsibly. Enjoy yourself today.
Thank you, guys.
Put everything away in your mind. You're in the Boomer and Geo world here for a couple hours.
Absolutely.
And enjoy yourself, right?
Hey, let's go, Knicks.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Nicky. Thanks,
Nick Galanti.
Take that.
I tell you know what, man? Like, he's got like a future on the air, I think.
Yes, he does.
It's crazy. Like, this guy, he put that microphone, and obviously the microphone he had in the video.
I think he should have his OnlyFans page.
This guy's good looking. Yeah, I know. Good job, man. Good job, man. Yeah, so very...
That's a hot fireman.
He is. You have to say that. That's why it was surprising, the whole situation. But
whatever. I mean, like, he should be in a calendar.
He might have been, you know?
Hey, Nick.
Were you in a calendar ever? Fireman's calendar? Next year,
next
he said.
Year, okay.
Fireman's calendar,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He's like the typical, he's got the blue eyes and the pecs and everything.
Oh, my God, man. The guy's gorgeous.
Yeah, there's. He said he was EMS. I saw women pretend to choke out there. It's crazy. They're like, oh, I'm having a heart attack.
But yeah, the nurses at the hospital.
God, you know the nurses are talking about, hey, what happened to Nick?
Yeah, but well, he needs some help. We got to be there for him.
Nick, is there anything I can do for you? I mean, it's a tough spot, but the world's going to be his oyster in a little bit.
I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
And if people don't know what we're talking about, just New Jersey fireman, TikTok, 40th birthday party, go take a look, and you'll know exactly, and then you'll appreciate him maybe a little bit more. All right, so we do have our mayor coming up. And there's a little bit of a bone to pick with the mayor of Belmar. Like, a lot of people came up and said they're getting too many tickets.
Yeah, well, how do you think they raise money, right, Al?
Yeah, you got to do it with tickets, traffic violations.
Yeah, and Al is all over the place, probably narking on people and snitching.
Yeah, you're parking the wrong spot. I'll let the police know.
Yeah, so I got like several people come up. They're like, man, like, listen, you got this Buca Fusco, this mayor here.
Yes.
He's been, like, all I mean, he goes, one guy said, even I'm a cop and I'm getting too many tickets.
Yeah,
myself.
But if I remember him from last year, he's a no-nonsense guy.
Where is he? I got to see him, see if I recognize him. Because there was one guy who didn't want to talk at all. And there was another guy who was a no-nonsense guy.
I thought he was the no-nonsense guy.
Buca Fusco?
Yeah,
or
you know.
Buca Fusco?
You're thinking of Joey Buttafuoco. That's a different.
But is it?
That's another Long Island guy that we're famous for.
Is it Buca Fusco or Buca Fusco? Do you remember?
It is.
Because Buca Fusco is a lot funnier to say. Isn't it?
There's also a possibility of a mistake in there.
Yeah.
And by the way, Al, aren't you running for mayor one of these years?
I'm going to run for mayor of Bradley Beach once I retire.
Okay.
Nice.
So not Belmar. That would
not
be
Belmar,
this.
No.
So that's the neighboring city.
Yeah, a neighboring city, a couple down. I don't think I could handle Gerald. Belmar. There's too many parties here, Boomer.
Yeah, Gerald, it's either Buca Fusco.
Buca Fusco.
Or Buca Fusco.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were in Italy, they'd say Buca Fusco.
You say Buca Fusco.
Yeah, but like when I went to Italy, I was like, Giannotti, Giannotti. And I'm like, ah, we say Giannotti. This guy, you can't Americanize Buca Fusco because then you got Buca Fusco. I mean, which sounds like you're saying something. Like, you Buca Fusco!
It's got to be Buca Fusco.
It has to be Buca Fusco.
It has to be.
Also.
There he is. Yeah, there he is. You'll come up at 9. Is it, what is it, Buca Fusco or Buca Fusco? Buca Fusco? You've been going through life as a Buca Fusco? God damn. That's crazy. That is a tongue twister you don't want to be a part of.
No, you don't.
Well, he'll join us next, everybody.
That's going to be great.
Also, if I may, Tracy has arrived.
Oh, Tracy from Atlantic Highlands
is
here?
She's over there by the mayor.
Oh, Tracy.
Okay.
There's Tracy from Atlantic Highlands. Unbelievable. All right, we'll get her up here, and we'll do the Al Dukes Tracy game in a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.